Yeah. Take two hits, don't hold your lungs. All about some money on a night like this. Diamond chasing all the faces, dreaming about it like a trip to Vegas, tripped away. This all these feelings make me crazy, get me faded, ladies.
Hello, Misfits, and welcome to episode 4 of The Crazy Ones, brought to you by Raw Nutrition. We have a unique episode today where we reach out to our older selves, actually. But before we get into this, let's introduce ourselves. As always, everyone knows me as the Maverick, Vito Montemurano. Now let's meet our co-host.
Hi, everyone. This is Shauna, also known as Gypsy Exotic.
And with that, we'll just dive right into it. So the question we have received was from Instagram, and it is, if you can reach out to your older self, which is 65 and above, what would you ask your older self?
65. Why not 69?
Okay, that's crazy. Who goes 65? Your older self. I would say that's older. Okay.
Funny. 69 over 65. I don't know. That's a good question. Thank you to whoever sent that in to you, because this allows us to kind of like live in our ultimate self. Really visualize who we see ourselves to be within the next year, 2 years, 5 years, all the way up to 65.
Honestly, if I can ask my older self a question, I would probably say, how did I do? You know, behind all the crazy stuff that I went through, including the military, and then, you know, same with social media and everything. Did it work out? How did I do? You know, I don't want to live with regrets. So if I can ask one thing, I would ask, how did I do? Because I stress that a lot. I always stress, yeah, like, what's so far into the future that I can't even see, but I'll stress it like it is tomorrow.
What if he tells you he you didn't make it? You didn't do good.
I would crash out. No. Well,
that's like I think that's a question a lot of people would ask their older selves. Like, how did I do? Like, based off of the actions that you take every day, you ultimately design who you want to be when you're 65. So if you are making the decisions to, like, what we're doing with this podcast, the YouTube, the Instagram, everything, we continue to make strides in the direction. I feel like my question for my 65-year-old self would be, how painful is pain? I really want to know the pain. Yeah. I want to I know I'm poetic, and if I'm 65, completed my life's journey almost, I know I'm going to be a poetic genius. And that definition of pain, it truly aligns your purpose. And I'd use that to advocate to all the younger people. Like, your pain aligns you with your purpose. And I'd use my ultimate self to help that testimony really be bright. I don't know.
I get that, definitely. I would be curious of how I was able to manage things over time. I would be curious seeing how my older self is compared to now. You know, I wouldn't see my older self as the high strung person that I am now, but I mean, I'd hope not, but it's hard to view that far. It's crazy. It's hard to view that far. What do you think?
It's hard to see that far, but I guess I can't see the details, but I can see how I look. And I don't look 65, I could say that. And when I'm 65, I'm going to look that, like I'm 35.
That might have been the most Shauna thing I've ever heard. I refuse to look like that.
I really refuse. Because at 26 years old, I am so holistic in the health, the things that I intake into my body. And you are too.
Oh, yes.
So like when you eat good, your body is your temple. Your brain will foster a great mindset. And your brain is really the main link that creates your reality. It's your perception of your belief of how much you feel you are worth your dreams. And if you think that you really are worth your dreams, mm-hmm, you deserve your dreams in your heart, you use your heart's pulse while meditating to receive that. And it's just, I see myself as a 35-year-old woman in front of a backdrop of MET Gala on a red carpet with all lights, gold dress, and I'm, man, dripping with diamonds, real diamonds, not rhinestones, real diamonds. Yes. Okay, on a dress, $50 million, $100 billion dress, and it's gonna be in a museum, just like Marilyn Monroe and all that.
I could see it. I could see it. I mean, what you take in does matter. Yeah, because the way you treat your body is honestly a reflection of yourself altogether, because you have to be disciplined enough to eat the stuff you don't want to, because that's usually what's best for you. Especially
right. Like broccoli.
Especially, look, being a model, you have to be in shape too. There's especially for the big time areas, you definitely have to prepare yourself, and it's a physical toll that you guys go through. Not many people see that.
Specifically, I'd like to bring up pageantry, because you as a military person, you know what boot camp is. And I like to say that pageants are the pretty girl version of a boot camp. The way that you prepare yourself for a pageant isn't necessarily just how pretty you are, but it's literally how well you speak about yourself. It's literally putting on a piece of paper what your platform is, what your plan to advocate for that platform is, who you will be working with, and it's just it puts you in a situation where you are learning how to be a professional, because everyone's looking at you when you have a crown and sash on. The little kids think you're a princess, and the people who own businesses are looking at you like a blank canvas for a walking advertisement.
Mm-hmm. I definitely get that.
I think it's really cool. I've been working on my interview skills and my platform and the things that I plan to do, and I'm really excited to say that, you know, you and I are going to do this YouTube together and transition into having a visual podcast in addition to this audio podcast.
Yeah, a visual, I think, will definitely be a big step in the right direction, especially for giving everyone an ability to see things through a different side of it, a different perspective. Mm-hmm. I think it would be a lot more entertaining, that's for sure.
Then we can get more people on, like have 3 people on, and you know, it would be cool, because now we're not differentiating voices, now we're differentiating faces. And like,
exactly.
I think it'll grow to be major, really. I mean, that red crystal plaque boy.
Oh yes, for reaching the millions on YouTube.
I'm so excited, because I'm gonna get it. Everyone who's listening, I'm gonna get this red crystal plaque. I don't know when, but I'm gonna get it. And you wanna know why I'm gonna get it? I'm gonna go on Amazon and buy every single plaque that YouTube would offer you if you got the subscribers. I'm gonna customize it to look like we actually received it, even though they're fake. And I'm putting it on my wall, and I'm manifesting this for us, because you gotta be crazy to believe that you and I can get a red crystal plaque. Just like how crazy we were to believe to get on this podcast, and now we're in the top 100s chart of Apple Podcast. Stop laughing, and I'll beat the fuck out of you. Cut that out.
wait, we went off track. We're off the rails. But I do agree that would be great, especially to get that YouTube going. Yes, followers would be
I think we gotta make this more personal, because all of our followers, like, they want to know how we got to where we are, and they really gotta believe these tactics, because we're using them. We need to be that testimony for them.
Oh yes, you gotta be crazy.
We literally, anyone who wants to be successful in anything, and if they can't get it easy, they have to strive to get it, because these tests that the universe puts in front of you is testing how much you want it. And if you want it enough, your belief is stronger, and your heartbeat, that frequency with that belief, just feel grateful. Feel grateful as if it already happened to you. And I promise you, the next day it'll happen to you.
Oh yes, you definitely have to be different to be able to make this kind of stuff happen, especially social media. You have to be way outside of the ordinary.
No.
Because if you post ordinary things, you're going to get ordinary results. You're not going to get the giant hundreds of thousands. You're not going to get that attention. Being different is definitely number one.
But we have to start somewhere. And I think we started on a great place. Like, we didn't start on platform one. We started probably on platform 10.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only 100 platforms. So I feel like, genuinely speaking, we have so much support, we have so much belief, and we have so many plans. And if you can pray, you can hope, and you can wish. But if you don't have a plan and put your actions to it, you will be sad when you are 65 years old. You will be rocking in your chair on the porch with regret.
Exactly.
And I don't want that.
Yeah, you do not want to. You don't want to live with the thought of, what if I attempted it? What if I took the risk? You'd rather take the risk and know the outcome than be wishing.
Have you ever had that experience where, like, you regret not doing something?
Yes. I would say sometimes, like, with military, I was too scared of failure that it talked me out of doing things that could have furthered my career in the military, could have gave me a lot more accolades, a lot more
achievements,
yes, because I was scared, because I talked myself out of it. I think
scared
if
scared for your life, because you were in the military, you have the right to be afraid for
no,
your life.
No, it's not that. It's more just I was nervous about failing. If I didn't do it, I was nervous about failing. And if I could go back to that place, that situation, I think I would have taken the risk, taken the jump, because that could have changed the course of how things went. You know? Do you have any situations where you regret not taking the jump?
Yeah, buddy. It reminds me of the time when you and I were in Chicago and we were supposed to get content on the sunroof and you said no because the people were waiting for our parking spot.
All right, listen here. That's different, all right?
We only got one piece of content.
All right, listen here. That is totally different, all right?
And that's literally 5 seconds together.
No, that
okay?
was different. People, all right, let's explain the situation.
No, it's a perfect example.
Let's
it's
explain this situation
example.
To everyone.
Because you could have, we okay. could have gotten a great video for 30 seconds and probably gone viral from that video. And we would have had so many all more right. as if we don't got a lot of
You're followers. Talking this out of context. Let me set the scene. We were in the car about to drive. There was someone waiting on us. And she's like, let's finish this TikTok in the while they're looking and like waiting for us to get out of this parking spot. She's like,
lot and there's other parking spots and they don't need to wait in front of us.
But that was crazy to be like, no, they can wait. Let's finish this TikTok. What?
Yeah, like 100%.
This isn't my fault.
Next time that happens to me, next time that happens, be prepared. I'll beat the fuck out of you.
You stood your ground.
Be prepared.
No, that's not a moment I regret. That made me normal, actually. That made me normal for doing that.
No, because I regret it, because honestly, it's a small incident that I'm going to open up for real right now. It's a small incident, and it's a principle of it, okay? We're sitting in a space, and we have an entire parking lot, right? There wasn't a lot of parking spaces, but there were other parking spots.
Yeah.
And we were in the car, we were about to leave, and it wasn't like they were rude. They were sitting in front of us, they were discussing if they should go somewhere else or nothing, and you and I were wasting 15 seconds saying, should we do it, should we not? Instead of that 15 seconds, using that moment, we were wasting the moment. So that's what I'm saying. It's wasting of the moment.
That makes
sense. Looking at a moment and wasting it because of another person's outside perspective. Screw another person's outside perspective, okay? If they don't know what you're doing, if they don't believe what you're doing, or they literally are out of the blue, then you gotta do what you gotta do and let them follow suit. Because listen, they're just willy-nilly lollygagging while you're on a mission. Why are you going to literally cater to the lollygaggers if the lollygaggers should cater to you?
That makes sense. That makes sense. All right, okay? I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you. We got.
That's what I'm saying.
This podcast definitely went further and off the rails as we expected, but we'll give our shout outs. Well, yeah, we'll give our shout outs to FitWorks. FitWorks is an amazing facility that has everything ranging from cardio equipment to a movie theater to recovery and Olympic flooring. Show up and become the best version of yourself. Sign up and be part of it. All right, and that concludes today's conversation.
Yeah.
Let us know what questions you guys have, or do you guys want us to elaborate more on this conversation? Because I know this one was definitely off the rails.
You should tell everyone what. Ask everyone what, when they look at you. Well, I guess I'm asking them for you. Sorry, guys. What color do you think of Vito when you look at him? Because we're discussing this visual aesthetic for the YouTube podcast, and I have purple and pink. I use a little bit of blue, but we need some sort of color other than black and white for him, for his background. If you think of a color and you put it down in the comments, we might consider using that color for his brand.
Okay. If there's any colors, I guess, you guys think, just DM them to me, because yeah, she's ridiculous, so.
What's his aura color, guys?
No, not what's my aura. No aura. All right. It was great talking to you guys. Misfits, I'll see you guys next time. Shauna, any last words?
Yeah. Take two hits, don't hold your lungs. All about some money on a night like this. Diamond chasing all the faces, dreaming about it like a trip to Vegas. Tripped away, this all these feelings make me crazy. Get me faded, ladies' vocals get me wavy. I've been on the time like hungry babies. Fall too hard, I know the kiss to pay.